The power of God is harnessed by those of childlike faith. It is by God's design that such magnificence can be enjoyed by his born again. When a son or daughter of Adam becomes born again, a very real and miraculous event occurs. These individuals are literally born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. This transformation comes with a new father, a new name, a new family, a new purpose, a new power, and a new eternal destiny. Absolutely everything changes in a most marvelous way. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." As the redeemed, we enter a new classification of life. We become a new kind. Consider James chapter 1, verse 18. "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language defines kind as race, genus, generic class, as in mankind. At this place of redemption, the doors of God's plenty open wide. Have you yet to be born a second time? Are you ready to become a new kind where all things become new? Are you ready to have all your sin and shame expunged? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus right now for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. You may never have this opportunity again. We will wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1, verse 2, and 8, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." God said, Isaiah chapter 48, 17 and 18, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." Man said, "Don't try to stuff your foolish religion down my throat. If it feels good, I do it. We want abortion on demand. We want same-sex marriage. We're changing all the rules. Why not? There is no God or day of reckoning." Now the record. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 597 that once again proves the full inerrancy of the authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. All features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. May the face of our God shine upon you and yours with light and truth. Thank you for coming. Many are unaware that God Said, Man Said has been banned from advertising its presence by a host of media outlets. They believe that the positions taken in the Word of God are offensive. Our attempt, for example, to air on England's airwaves was blocked by their national censors. We had contacted an English radio station to purchase airtime. Our scripts were requested and given to the censors for approval. After haggling back and forth over specific content with no success, the censors challenged the words "God said" in the copy and asked to which God we were referring. The man that was checking was a Hindu. The purpose of God Said, Man Said is to prove far beyond any reasonable doubt that the God of the Bible is the one and only creator God of the entire universe and to put people in contact with him. Years ago, it was reported that India had 38 million registered gods. The world is awash in confusion. There is only one God of all, and there is only one book authored by him. All other gods, little G-O-Ds, and all other books must bow before him. When God's word is rejected, the curse enters the equation. And because the word of God is true and righteous altogether, the curse will simply be the result of doing the wrong thing. It is just that simple. Proverbs 26, verse 2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. During the mid-1960s, the U.S. President Lyndon Johnson declared war on poverty and began the American welfare state, and the unintended consequences have been devastating. An entire underclass, a new beleaguered culture filled with entitlement mentality, has been created. Johnson's anti-Bible politics ended up promoting the very poverty he had declared war on. The welfare state has created a constituency that has learned to be dependent upon the government for housing, food, medical, education, and more. It has promoted children out of wedlock, fatherless households, drug and alcohol abuse, high school dropouts, laziness, incompetence, bad attitudes, gluttony, diabetes, and a myriad of other medical maladies. President Johnson's plan has proved to be a disaster. The Word of God spends much time giving us instructions on how to build a life, a family, a cohesive community, and a happy, successful nation. But man has a better way. Those looking for proof that there is a God and that this God authored the Bible need look no further than to contrasting God's word with man's disobedience and the deadly results. How would God handle poverty? This feature will only handle a few examples of God handling the poor. God did create a safety net for those who have fallen on hard times. Leviticus 19, 9 and 10. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for poor, the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22, and when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. God commanded that the corners should not be harvested, neither should the fields be gleaned, which means going back over the field and harvesting what was missed. Those who were poor were permitted to pass through the fields after the initial harvest and glean. Also, people passing by a farmer's field were permitted to eat whatever crop was in the field, provided they did not bring containers to carry it away. The children of Israel lived primarily in an agrarian society. This concept could be structured to function in any industry. The next part of God's safety net was the family. 1 Timothy 5, 3 through 8 deals with widows and the responsibility of family. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth, and these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Jesus speaks about the safety net when addressing the rich man in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. The children of faith and the church as a whole are a vital part of God's safety net, and the poor who actually attend church will find support in numerous ways, such as networking with other believers that can help them find work, food, clothing, shelter, and more. This should be no surprise to anyone, but the church can handle its poor at a fraction of the cost the government incurs. Several years ago, during an interview, a radio talk host was grilling God Said, Man Said, and wanted to know how much money we were making on this ministry. We explained that God said man said has no profit structure whatsoever. There are no paid employees. He found this to be incredulous. We explained to the skeptical talk host that it is common in the ranks of faith for believers to volunteer their labor, even their goods, at no charge. The house of faith takes care of its own at a fraction of the cost of government, and rewards to those who labor in these ministries are enormous. Those rewards come from God Himself. In God's safety net for the poor, there is found integrity and blessing. Those who have fallen on hard times find help in the integrity of labor. The family learns that charity begins at home. The children of God and the house of faith helps its own and enjoys the blessings of God. Although slothfulness on the part of those who are in need is not an acceptable option. Consider 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. This is the Christian position. God's instructions for nation building are profitable to all who participate. God has a better way. God said, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1, 2, and 8, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. God said, Isaiah chapter 48, 17 and 18, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Man said, don't try to stuff your foolish religion down my throat. If it feels good, I do it. We want abortion on demand. We want same-sex marriage. We're changing all the rules. Why not? There is no God or day of reckoning. Now you have the record.